Nolte, James Scott is non-binary. Tolarico can't even handle a CBS softball interview. By John Nolte on May 28, 2026. Stridently heterosexual U.S. Senate candidate James Scott is non-binary. Tolarico, DTX, can't even handle the softest of softball interviews with far-left CBS News. Basically, CBS News sat down with Tolarico, who has a secret girlfriend, no, fair real, with only one purpose: to give this Democrat a chance to clean up and put behind him some of his ludicrous, heretical, anti-science quotes the GOP is already hammering him with. These are quotes, okay? This isn't me paraphrasing. The not-at-all-gay Tolarico actually said the following. In 2021, Tolarico took time away from, possibly, having wild, heterosexual sex with his secret girlfriend to announce, "In my faith, God is non-binary. More. The one thing I want us to all be aware of is that modern science obviously recognizes that there are many more than two biological sexes." Tolarico said that same year as his secret girlfriend, possibly, waited in sweaty anticipation for his return. In fact, there are six. Then, in 2022, Tolarico explained where all his heterosexual energy comes from. "I am proud to say that our campaign has officially become a non-meat campaign," he said. "We are only buying vegan products from our local vegan businesses." Now, that's not the half of the lunacy he has spewed. But those are the comments CBS was desperate to give him an opportunity to clear up, and he couldn't even do that. Far-left CBS News, "God is non-binary. What did you mean by that?" James Tolarico, "Well, you know, I think I was being intentionally provocative with that statement. But what it means is that God can't be defined by human categories." The Apostle Paul in his letter to the Galatians says that in Christ there is neither male nor female. A real news outlet would have followed up with, "Christ refers to God only as his Father. Do you believe that, or do you still believe God in non-binary?" Somehow, though, it gets worse. CBS, "Why, you said modern science acknowledges six biological variations based on chromosomes to argue that sex is a nuanced spectrum, not a strict binary. Do you still believe there are six biological sexes?" Tolarico, "I know there are two sexes, men and women. I also know there's a very small percentage of people who have these chromosomal abnormalities." A real news outlet would have followed up with, "How does a chromosomal anomaly create a new sex when all those anomalies are made up of either X or Y chromosomes?" CBS, "Hey, say you're vegan." Tolarico, "I'm not a vegan. I'm an 8th-generation Texan. I've been eating barbecue since before Ken Paxton's first indictment, and this campaign basically runs on Texas barbecue." A real news outlet would have followed up with, "What changed between 2022 and now? Back in 2022, you bragged about your campaign only buying vegan products. Sure hope you enjoyed today's episode of Democrats Sure Got It Good." But look at how poorly Tolarico answered those questions. He's still, standing by his God is non-binary heresy. He's still, standing by his six biological sexes comments by pretending chromosome anomalies create an entirely different sex, when they do not. You might have a few more X chromosomes or a few more Y chromosomes, but if you have a Y, you are a guy. Period. These exceptions prove the rule. Here's the biggest problem Democrats have with this freaky, sleazy, snake oil religious person. He's just not that bright. As much as I despise Gavin Newsom, Barack Obama, and Nancy Pelosi, they are really, really smart people. Tolarico is an actor, and a miscast one at that. His aides have given him this role where he's supposed to convince a crowd of Texans that he's a meat-eating, girlfriend-banging, God-fearing Christian man, when he doesn't have the presence to pull it off or the brains to sail through all those sweet-ass softballs tossed by CBS News. Besides his flat-out heresy, a word I don't use lightly, nothing is more off-putting than the shamelessly transparent phoniness. Can you believe we get to make fun of this guy for another 5 months?